This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Finland and Sweden Tuesday took a big step towards NATO membership after the alliance's 30 allies signed an accession protocol that will allow the Nordic countries to join the nuclear-armed alliance. Once NATO member parliaments ratify the decision, it will be the most significant expansion of the alliance in nearly 30 years. Meeting at NATO headquarters in Brussels, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg commended all member nations for moving so quickly to accept Finland and Sweden's applications for membership. And he thanked Turkey, Finland, and Sweden for their constructive way to reaching a compromise. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan agreed to NATO expansion only on the condition that the two Nordic countries extradite suspects with links to the outlawed Kurdish groups, people Turkey view as terrorists. Ahead of Tuesday's NATO gathering in Brussels, Erdogan said he was still willing to block the memberships if they did not hold to those commitments. Speaking to reporters following Tuesday's signing ceremony, Swedish Foreign Minister Ann Lind gave her assurances they would abide by the agreement.
I really hope for a quick ratification process. And as you know, we made a memorandum of understanding between Finland, Sweden and Turkey to address the concern of Turkey when it comes to security and terrorism. And we will honor that memorandum and follow up on that. And we will also have a joint mechanism. So I hope that the three countries, Sweden, Finland and Turkey, could see that this is a good memorandum that leads to that the Turkish parliament also feel that they can ratify our agreement.
The accession protocol means Finland and Sweden can participate in NATO meetings and have greater access to intelligence. This is VOA News. Citizens in Chile are one step closer to voting for a new constitution that would replace the nearly 50-year-old charter imposed by the military dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet. The country's Constitutional Assembly presented a draft of the proposed new constitution Monday to President Gabriel Boric during a ceremony in Santiago. The text includes 388 articles and recognizes the existence of Chile's indigenous groups and focuses on social issues such as environment, health care, housing, and gender equality. A referendum to approve the proposed new constitution will be held September 4th. The referendum comes 2 years after Chileans voted overwhelmingly to replace the one implemented in 1973 by Pinochet and revised throughout his brutal 17-year reign. It favors free market economic initiatives. Massive and violent protests erupted in 2020 over income and social inequality. But public support for the proposed charter has fallen since the beginning of the year due to the chaotic drafting process during the year-long assembly. The travel season in the United States kicks off in earnest with the long weekend that usually coincides with the Independence Day holiday. But U.S. travelers flying home from their 4th of July getaways are facing long lines and delays. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Since holiday weekend travel picked up last Thursday, airlines have canceled more than 2,200 U.S. flights, and FlightAware says another 25,000 have been delayed. The Transportation Security Administration says more than 9 million people flocked to U.S. airports between Thursday and Sunday. It is peak vacation season, and travel analyst John Grant says the delays are all over the globe, and he doesn't expect the situation to improve anytime this summer. I'm Donna Warder.
Canada says its diplomats in China have been barred from attending the trial of a Chinese-born Canadian billionaire who disappeared from Hong Kong hotel in 2017. The Canadian government issued a statement Tuesday saying they made several requests to attend the trial proceedings of Zhao Jinhua. The Canadians said our attendance was denied by Chinese authorities. The Canadian embassy in Beijing said Monday it was aware that Zhao would be going to trial that day but did not specify the location or charges against him. Zhao is the founder of the Beijing-based financial Tomorrow Group, was born in China, and was known to have links to China's Communist Party echelon. He is among China's richest people with an estimated net worth of $5.97 billion. His disappearance came as the Chinese government was prosecuting business people accused of bribery and other misconduct in an anti-corruption campaign said to be spearheaded by Chinese President Xi Jinping. Repeating the hour's top story, Finland and Sweden Tuesday took a big step towards NATO membership after the alliance's 30 allies signed an accession protocol that will allow the Nordic countries to join the nuclear-armed alliance.